Well, let's talk a little bit about your budding rivalry with the LA Clippers. You know, it's starting to become, you know, big time news now that you guys don't like each other. And it kind of brings back all the 90s a little bit. It's like you bring it back the 90s a little bit where there's not no friends. You know, it's all about basketball. Tell us a little bit about that and where do you think that's going?
Well, to me, you know, the Bulls Heat, the Bulls Heat, the Bulls Pacers, the Bulls Knicks, Knicks Pacers, in Knicks Heat. I mean, those are rivalries, you know, teams with a body of work, teams that have had success. I don't look at us and the Clippers as a rivalry. To be quite honest, neither one of us have done anything. Matter of fact, both teams have a history of losing and losing big time. We're turning the corner, both teams. We're learning how to win. We're establishing ourselves. It's not, you know, I've got great respect for him. I respect Doc Rivers as a heck of a basketball coach and a heck of a coach in general. He's impacted me as a coach and put me in a position to be a coach in this league. I respect Chris Paul, who's an all-time great point guard and player in this league, a big-time competitor. They're loaded with talent. I just think it's two teams that battle and play at a high level and play with an edge. When you start winning games after you've been getting beat up for so long, you're going to have people that don't like you. It's just not the Clippers that probably don't like us. You know, the Houston Rockets don't like us. We got a bunch of teams that don't like us, which is okay, because at the end of the day, that tells you and sends you a message that you've arrived. You know, you're getting to where you want to get to when people all of a sudden have a bad taste in their mouth for you as a basketball team.